We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning as we're going to talk turkey today. Barb Fuller is with us. She's an Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Nutrition and Wellness Program Specialist. Easy for me to say. Thank you, Barb. Appreciate your time this morning.
You're very welcome, and it is quite a long title.
Well, that's extension for you. The titles always get longer, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
All right. Well, we're going to talk turkey this morning because, of course, next week a lot of folks will be enjoying turkey, and in some cases, you know, maybe it's the only time of the year they actually prepare a turkey, so it can be a little nerve-wracking for some folks. Is that usually part of the problem? We just don't do it that often?
Well, I think that's part of the problem, and everybody thinks it's a little harder than it really needs to be, and they're really, cooking a turkey is pretty really easy if you just stick to some basics.
Yeah, there really isn't a lot to it. I guess the first thing is purchasing the right turkey, whether it's frozen or fresh, or how soon do I need to have it, and how do I thaw it out once I get it home? And a lot of folks will be doing that this weekend.
They will, and there are some things to remember about either a fresh or a frozen turkey. So a fresh turkey, of course, is just like buying a fresh chicken. You can just buy it the day or two before, and it just needs to be refrigerated. And it's all thawed out, it's good to go. They're a little harder to find and maybe a little bit more expensive, but there are also some locally grown turkeys that are pretty good, but most of us look at a frozen turkey.
Of course, I suppose the first thing is turkeys take up a lot of space in the fridge, don't they?
They do. So you need to, when you start thawing your turkey, which, depending on the size, you need to start doing it a few days ahead of time, but you need to have enough space in your refrigerator, and it really needs to be thawed in the refrigerator and not on the counter or in the sink or a bathtub or anything else. In the refrigerator is probably the best, and it takes about 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of a turkey. So if you have a really large turkey, you need to have a really large space in your refrigerator to get it thawed out.
That's right. Now, you mentioned the size of the turkey. How do we know what's the right size to buy?
It's about usually a pound per person. It kind of depends on how big your dinner is. If you have lots of all those potatoes and beans and corn and all those wonderful side dishes, maybe you don't need quite that much. But that's always a good way to start. And then you probably have some leftovers, too. So there's a lot of bones and a lot of waste in a turkey, but it is, of course, really tasty, something that we, like you said, may only have once or twice a year. So think about a pound per person. If you really like those leftovers, a little bit more.
You bet. Well, we mentioned thawing the turkey is also an issue, too, if you do buy a frozen one. There are multiple ways to do it.
Right. In the refrigerator is the best way. In a pan that's going to catch those drippings because it's going to have some liquid that leaks out of it. Even if they're sealed in a bag, they're probably still going to drip a little bit. So a pan with sides, so like a cake pan or something like that, and not just a flat cookie sheet. And you need to start that thawing probably, if it's a big turkey, coming up this weekend.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't want to have those drippings all over the place. Doesn't that contaminate anything else that it runs into?
That's right. So the meat juices from the turkey could have salmonella. You can't tell if there's salmonella or not, but poultry is one of those things that's highly susceptible to salmonella. And if you get it on anything else, like it drips onto your vegetables that you aren't going to cook, like your celery and carrots or something like that, it's going to be there. And you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. The nice thing about salmonella, if it is in the turkey, if you cook it to the right temperature, you're going to kill the salmonella. So you don't have to really worry about in the bird itself as long as you cook it to the right temperature. But if it's juices dripping on other things, that could be a problem.
Well, and with a turkey, we're usually cooking a very large meal with a lot of complicated stuff going on. Hand washing, I'm guessing, is probably pretty important.
That is. So when you handle that turkey, if you're putting it in your sink, make sure your sink is clean and sanitized if you're going to start rustling the legs around or try and put some stuffing in it, and that you wash your hands before, and you wash your hands after, and you wash anything else that it's touched. So if it's been on countertop or a cutting board or the pan that it was in the oven, soap and water is the best way to try and clean that up.
All right, very good. Now, so we've got our turkey purchased. We've got the right size for the people that are going to be there. We've done the prep work. It's thawed out. We're getting ready to do the work. Now, I'm just going to get out of the way and let you talk about preparing and cooking a turkey. What are some good rules of thumb?
Well, if you're going to stuff it, and lots of people do like their stuffing inside their turkey. You need to just stuff it loosely, and you need to mix up your stuffing right before you're going to use it. If you have wet and dry ingredients, you could measure them out separately maybe the day before, but only right before you stuff the turkey. It's about 3/4 of a cup of stuffing per pound of turkey is usually what a turkey holds. And you want to make sure once that's cooked that it gets to 165 degrees in the stuffing, not just the bird. A little safer way to do it is in a greased casserole dish, and that works really well too, and it doesn't need to take that much time as long as it's getting hot enough. So an unstuffed turkey, of course, cooks a lot faster than a stuffed turkey. So an 8 to 12 pound unstuffed turkey, about 2.5 to 3 hours, and a stuffed 8 to 12 pound turkey, about 3 to 3.5 hours. If you use a baking bag, sometimes they go a little faster. And if you have a convection oven where it's blowing that hot air around in the inside, it goes a little bit faster too.
Okay, very good. And when it comes to getting the turkey, we talked about preparing the turkey and stuff, but what if we get going and we get it in the oven and we're getting along with it, and all of a sudden we realize, oh no, there's that bag of stuff that's in there that I forgot to pull out of there.
Well, it doesn't really hurt anything. The giblets are generally in a paper bag. So if it cooks in there a little bit, if your turkey is still frozen, and you can cook a turkey from solidly frozen, once it starts getting thawed out enough, you can pull those giblets out and you can use them if you want. If you forgot, you get it all the way to the table or start carving it and you forgot, it doesn't really hurt anything. If you're going to use those giblets for something else, like a gravy or maybe in your stuffing or something, then you do want to pull them out, but they don't. It doesn't hurt anything if you forgot.
Is it best to cook them, just leave them in, or is it best to cook them separately if you're going to use them?
If you're going to use them, probably separately, and most people, because especially the gizzards and the hearts are kind of tough, so lots of people like to either cut them up in very small pieces or simmer them for quite a long time to make them a little easier to chew.
Yeah, well, tough muscle. It's a little denser. It's a little tough to get through, and cooking takes a little bit longer, I suppose, there too. Now, once we get started with that, we all have seen, because we all have different ways of doing it. Some folks will cover it with foil for a little while. Some will leave it open. Some will, you know, do different things with it. Basting is different with everybody. They'll use different types of things. But when it comes to the actual cooking of the turkey and knowing when it's done, they usually come with those little plastic white thermometer things with the little red pin that'll pop when it says it's done. How dependable are those?
Not that dependable.
Okay.
It does give you a general idea, but the only way to really know if your turkey got to a safe temperature, and the minimum would be 165, is to use a meat thermometer. You can spend a few dollars or you can spend a lot of money, but you can buy an instant read thermometer for under $7 or $8 generally at a hardware store or most grocery stores. If that's the only time you use it, that's great. You should be using your meat thermometer a little bit more often than that. If you like it to a little higher temperature, that's fine. 165 would be the medium, and definitely the stuffing in the inside needs to be at least 165.
Does that mean as soon as it gets to 165, we can pull out, or should we let it stay for a little bit?
Well, it depends on how you like it. It's a little moister at 165, a little drier at 170 or 180. So, again, kind of depends on what you want to do. There will be some carryover cooking time, so it's a big hot thing when you get it out of the oven. It's going to keep cooking for a little bit. And and to make it a little easier to carve, you want it to stand at least 20 minutes. And even if you want to do it the day before, get it nice and cool, slice it up when it's cool, a little easier to handle, and then reheat it on the day of your big dinner, that works really well, too.
Excellent. Now, so after we get it cooked and we're ready to go, then we've got to take it out. We've got to prepare it, carve it up, get it ready for the plates. And then, of course, we're always going to have leftovers and things, too. So there are some things there we should remember.
That's right. Leftovers need to be taken care of within 2 hours of when you started your dinner. So if you're a family that lingers over that cup of coffee and pie and you like to visit and, you know, it's an hour or so to finish your dinner, you only really have about another hour to get those leftovers back into the refrigerator. And you need to put them in shallow containers so that they cool quicker. And you want to prevent overloading your refrigerator. If you put a whole bunch of really hot leftovers in your refrigerator, everything is going to get warm, and it's going to take a long time to get it cool. So if you have an extra refrigerator, that would be great. You know, that one that you have out in the garage or the basement or something that you hardly ever use, that would be a good time to kind of spread those hot things out and avoid just putting big amounts of really hot stuff into your refrigerator.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've spent a lot of time talking about turkey because it is kind of sometimes our once-a-year pleasure that we have this time of the year, but there are other things that we're preparing, too, for the big meal. It might be pies and different things. We have things that we're preparing that need to be cooked, things that don't, that aren't cooked, that just on the table. We need to make sure that we're keeping track of everything and get everything taken care of the appropriate way. We don't want anybody getting sick.
That's right. You don't want to have the nice family time having someone get sick. And one of the biggest problems is that you don't really usually get sick on the same day. It could be a couple of days. It could maybe be up to 2 weeks. For salmonella, it takes about 2 weeks for someone to really get sick. So you've had your nice family dinner and you've enjoyed visiting and maybe spent a couple of days with family, and then people start getting sick. That kind of doesn't give fond memories for your family gathering.
Yeah. Well, and there's so many different ingredients we're using that need some care. You know, we might be using eggs in the stuffing. We've got different types of pies that we might be cooking. Some of them need to be refrigerated, some don't. You know, there are so many things that you just have to remember. It's kind of a team effort, isn't it?
It is, and it's good if you have a family that you can spread things out. So in my family, I'm going to my brother and sister-in-law's in Minnesota, and they'll do most of the meal, but I'm bringing pies. I have a sister that's going to bring some things. So not one person gets really loaded down with doing all of the things. And then when we get time to visit, we can visit, and not anybody is stuck in the kitchen all the time.
Well, yeah, and everybody's done, so we can all go take that nap.
That's right. Watch a football game. Go out on a nice day. If the weather stays nice, go out and take a walk around the block at least. There's a lot of flag football that goes on with families on Thanksgiving days, I think, or just sitting in front of the television and watching that football game.
Yeah, we got to work off all those calories, you bet.
That would be a good thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, Barb, thank you so much for the helpful tips and hints, and you and your family have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. You too.